راديو رياض Kingdom of Saudi Arabia presents Glimpses from the Life of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, a program prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabbas. A series deals with the personality, characteristics, and the conduct of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The afflictions of the Prophet's family, peace be upon him. All praise is due to Allah the Almighty, and may Allah's peace and blessings be upon his slave servant Muhammad, his honored family, and his rightly guided companions, and unto those who sincerely follow their footprints. Dear listeners, welcome again to another in the series of Glimpses from the Life of the Prophet, peace be upon him. There are two stories associated with Zainab, may Allah's blessing be upon her. That is his daughter, the daughter of the Prophet. The first story reveals that Zainab once sent a death message of her son to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and requested his visit. In return, the Prophet, peace be upon him, offered her his salams and remarked, Allah Almighty is the giver and the taker. Each soul is destined for a specific period. Show patience and accept its return from Allah Almighty. Zainab, may Allah be pleased with her, reiterated her request and swore on the Prophet, peace be upon him, on his arrival. Therefore, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came to her house. He was accompanied with few companions, namely Sa'd bin Ubadah, Mu'adh bin Jabal, Ubay bin Ka'b, and Zayd bin Thabit. May Allah be pleased with them all. The illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him, raised the dying baby and began to thrill. Even tears began to shed from his eyes. Sa'd bin Ubadah, may Allah be pleased with him, asked the Prophet inquisitively, O Prophet of Allah, what is this? The Prophet, peace be upon him, responded, This is kindness that Allah the Almighty inculcates in the hearts of people. Indeed, Allah shows mercy to the kind slave servants of His. This reflects the concerns of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, for his grandson. Yet he only said what pleases Allah the Almighty and said nothing other than what pleases him. Though he was suffering for his daughter's little baby's abrupt death. The second story is transmitted by Usama bin Zayd, may Allah be pleased with him. He recounts that he was once sitting with the illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him. Some other companions were also present. Among them were such famous personalities such as Sa'd bin Ubadah, Mu'adh bin Jabal, Ubay bin Ka'b, and Zayd bin Thabit, may Allah be pleased with them all. The daughter of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sent a message that her daughter Umama has become extremely ill and the death is approaching. Zainab, may Allah be pleased with her, requested the Prophet's visit and hoped that his blessed prayers would help cure her little baby girl. The illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him, on his part, did not respond to Zainab's wish. He rendered his total submission to the will of Allah. Instead, he sent his daughter Zainab his greetings and told her, Allah is the taker and giver. each soul is destined for a specific period of time, it is incumbent on us and you all to show patience and expect its return from Allah the Almighty. Don't raise complaints. Submit in total to the will of Allah the Almighty for the grants and withholds. But Zainab, may Allah be pleased with her, was insistent. She returned the emissary of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and sworn on his arrival. Therefore, the Prophet, peace be upon him, came to her home. He was accompanied by a group of selected companions. They requested permission of entry to Zainab's home, which they were granted. The Prophet, peace be upon him, raised the baby, and she was unconscious. The Prophet, peace be upon him, hugged the little baby and then placed his hands on her. The little girl was at her final moments of her life. She was making a rattling noises. At this moment, tears began to shed from his eyes and he began to weep. The companions observed his plight. Sa'd bin Mu'adh, may Allah be pleased with him, was caught with surprise. He knew that weeping in such case is prohibited. As such, Sa'd expressed his feeling, a feeling of surprise at Allah's messenger's weeping. The Prophet, peace be upon him, commented immediately, "The weeping and tears reflect the mercy of Allah's Almighty, which He inculcated in the hearts of His kind slave servants. Allah Almighty grants His mercy to those who are merciful and kind towards others." The story included few acts of wisdom. In brief, we can note the following. Muslims are urged to be kind and merciful towards each other in general. Human beings must try their best to kindle kindness and mercy in their hearts towards all creation. They should not be heartless, tough, and tearless. Scholars, righteous ones, of course, and pious people must not deprive others their valuable advice at all times. They should be there for others when they need them. They should extend every helpful hand they could to the needy, the disabled, and the destitute person. They should show an abundant amount of care, kindness, and mercy towards deprived and disadvantaged individuals. The stories demonstrate the extreme kindness and caring of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, towards others and his great feelings towards them. He attended the death of his granddaughter and shed tears for seeing her at the agonies of her death. Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, related as in Imam Bukhari in his book Hadith number 1285, "We had witnessed the death of one of the granddaughters of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. We had seen Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, sitting by the grave with tears rolling off his eyes." Imam Bukhari in his book Hadith number 1303 also reported that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, came in his home once and noticed his own son, Ibrahim, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, who was in the throes and or pangs of death. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, shed tears of mercy, sorrow, and kindness for his little son. At that scene, his well-known companion, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, may Allah be pleased with him, commented, "O Prophet of Allah, even you cry in such instances." He was expressing his surprise. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, spontaneously commented, "O Ibn Auf, these tears are but an expression of mercy." Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, continued to cry, then commented, "Truly, the eye would shed tears, the heart would be sad, but we only say what pleases our Lord, Allah Almighty. Truly, we are sad parting with you, dear son Ibrahim. The death of Ibrahim, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, was on the 10th, or rather in the 10th year of Hijrah. His age was close to 18 months. In this age, the child is usually very close to his parents. The affliction of the child is indeed very trying for the parents. From all the above stories, the following points emerge. 1. The kindness and mercy are indeed a bestowal on the part of Allah's subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stone heartedness is a trait alien in Islam. 2. It is indeed unworthy at the part of the Muslim intellectuals to deprive the masses from the wealth of knowledge and true guidance and wisdom they possess. 3. The illustrious Prophet, peace be upon him, represented the climax of mercy and kindness. 4. To shed tears at the deceased is permissible. It is necessary, however, that wailing and mourning with grief and loud crying sound should be avoided. Islam also abrogated the pre-Islamic practices like raising complaints, tearing off clothes, and shaving the head in case of mourning on a deceased. A sad heart, with tears in eyes, reflects the inner kindness. Of course, this has received sanction in Islam. 5, Islam exhorts upon patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises its return in the form of paradise without reckoning. 6, an afflicted person must submit to the will of Allah Almighty. He must be confident that Allah's reward is guaranteed for those who demonstrate patience and perseverance when faced with catastrophes. 7, an afflicted Muslim should display patience when afflicted with a calamity, remembering that this life is only a temporal and the real life is the lasting one, which is the second permanent life, saying, truly to Allah we all belong and truly to Him we shall return. Muslims take note of the exemplary life of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him. Application of such great guidelines would bring the best success, happiness, and victory in all aspects of life of those who emulate the Prophet's life, peace be upon him. God willing, in the next episodes, we will continue with you with more of the glimpses of the life of the Prophet, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, in his own home and with his own blessed family members. With this, we come to the end of this episode. Until we meet again, I bid you for farewell. And special thanks are to our sound engineer, Mr. Khalil Al-Isa. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Radio Riyadh presented glimpses from the life of the Prophet, peace be upon him, prepared and presented by Dr. Muhammad Saeed Dabas.